Hello, it's Noel Sharkey speaking for iCrack. thank you very much for such a really good, solid panel. And if I was here for academic reasons, I'd really love it. But I think that quite often, I just want to say, I'm speaking on behalf of iCrack, that really an autonomous weapons system is simple for me. It's one in which there's an absence of human meaningful control, or meaningful human control, as we say. As simple as that. We don't have to get into all sorts of levels of autonomy and looking at different kinds of autonomy of a weapon system. It selects or attacks a target with violent force without human involvement in the target selection. And I just wanted to say something else about another thing that I think is becoming a distraction here, and that's machine learning. Yeah, it's doing really wonderful. It's been around for a long time, and we have AlphaGo now, and we've heard various things about it. But don't think it's like normal human learning. The word learning is a little bit distracting here. Within the field, what we like to say is that it's statistical pattern recognition for estimating parameters, but that doesn't really excite the public too much, so learning is a better word. In engineering, we call this an adaptive filter. And what it does essentially is, if you give it a really large data set, it will pull out regularities in that set. If regularities exist, you have to imagine that they exist in the first place. It can pull out the wrong regularities as well. So you really need a large data sample, and including, I mean, millions and millions and millions of data points. And I don't know where we're going to get that from when it comes to attack or fighting with insurgents or any of those things. The other thing is that machine learning algorithms are very brittle. If you have a proper good sample and it's a very regular kind of event or very regular set of data, then you get something called generalization. And that means it may be able to work in unanticipated circumstances. And I say may. You can't test that because you haven't seen it yet, though you can do testing. So just want to say that this isn't some sort of magic thing, this learning idea. And if you, once the thing has learned, it's exactly the same as any other program for autonomy, except that it's not as transparent. That's essentially the difference. So if we focus ourselves on what is acceptable human control, I think we've clinched it without the rest. Thank you.